We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith here. Brandon Pelter joins us to talk some Penn State wrestling right now. Brandon, Sunday against Buffalo, it had the feeling of the end of a chapter in Penn State wrestling history. I have to wonder, how are you going to remember the guys who are moving on, especially, obviously, starting with Zane Rutherford?
I think it's, for one thing, that the story isn't done yet on Zane. I mean, he still has another month or so of wrestling and can certainly add another national championship to that and possibly a Hodge Trophy as well. So I don't think the book is closed on Zane, but definitely it was, you could sense a little bit of emotion from Zane. You could, the week leading up to things too, and that's not something you'll ever really see from him. He usually likes to stay extremely focused and honed in on his opponent. And running off the mat, he patted it twice, and he said after that was kind of his goodbye to the fans, to Rec Hall, in a very special place to him. So it certainly is different. You know, it always happens in college after, you know, 4 or 5 years, if a guy takes a red shirt, you know, they're moving on. But for a guy like Zane Rutherford, very different. And also Matt McCutchen is a guy that I really feel for. Just the way that his career has taken turns, injuries this season, and not really being able to compete. But that's a guy that has meant a lot to this program. Kale said he's really one of his favorites, a very special guy. And even though Kutch has been hurt pretty much all year, he's traveled with the team consistently. So another guy that means a lot. And then you have the transfers in Keener and Kuhn and a couple other guys. But I think senior day always means a lot. And for them to get such a big win and set a couple records and tie a few others, it's certainly a day these guys will never forget.
Yeah, you're right. Zane's still got a ways to go. Maybe it's just a testament to him that the postseason, to a lot of people, is almost a foregone conclusion, because he's just been the most dominant force in college wrestling this year. But, you know, you talk about the meaning. You know, I think Penn State has obviously had its share of dominant, really terrific wrestlers, but Zane has to be up there near the top of the list when it comes to just meaning to the program and the fan sentiment towards him. Fans have loved him all along, and this was an opportunity at Rec Hall to, you know, really soak that in one more time.
I think since Zane's freshman year, he has always competed, and he's always come through. Guy's never lost in a duel. He's now, I think, 59-0. The other thing is, when you talk about dominance and 118 wins, he has 52 pins. So you do the math. I mean, almost half the time, he's walking off the mat with 6 points for his team, and that leaves him just one behind David Taylor and Josh Moore, who both have 53 for the lead for Penn State history. So chances are Zane is going to take that, or at least tie it with Big Tens and the NCAAs. All he's going to need is one more pin to tie it, and two to take that lead. So he's been dominant. He, I think, has been very humble, and he is a guy that understands, I think, not only how to treat people, but how to work hard and work with his teammates and how to work with the fans too. And I just think he is a kid that gets it. I think that's the best way to put it. Not only does he have the talent, he gets it. And the fans appreciate that.
Focused, physical, aggressive are all words. I mean, that's what Penn State is looking for in its wrestlers all around. But the ability to flip that switch from just really, you know, just in my pretty limited dealings with him, I think it's pretty common knowledge just how nice and considerate he is before he goes on the mat. And then there's nothing nasty about him on the mat. He's just relentless.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Nick Neville's put it really well. He said, Zane has laser focused like no other when you're on the mat with him, when you're competing, when you're in practice, when whatever it may be, when he's being challenged by coaches or teammates. But the second practice is over, he can make any guy in that wrestling room laugh. And I think that just is a testament to who Zayn is as a competitor, but also as a person, what he brings to the team.
Yeah, and Zayn Train will keep on rolling on. The unbeaten record in duels is pretty phenomenal. And, you know, the one thing that has stood out as we've been discussing Penn State Wrestling over the past few weeks is the number of times that we've seen really good nationally ranked wrestlers resort to some kind of gimmick against Zayn to try to slow him down or get that laser focus out of the way. You know, the kid from Rutgers, the kid from Ohio State, you know, Sorensen from Iowa is trying to slow things down. For these types of guys to, you know, essentially with their strategy, just admit that they can't hang with the kid is impressive.
Well, really, I think at this point, Zayn has seen it all. I mean, he's seen guys clawing at his face. Like you said, he's seen guys slow things down. You see guys essentially run away from him. You see others really try to attack and come out extremely aggressive. And with all of that, Zayn wrestles his own style. He continues to do his own thing. And really, he doesn't have to adjust much because he's that good. And I wholeheartedly agree with you. When you see guys playing with the way that they're wrestling just to try to find a different way and a unique way to attack Zayn and exploit something, that tells you he really is a very special wrestler, and not many people get to him. I mean, not many people take him down ever in his career. I'll have to go back and take a look at that. But this season, I think he's only been taken down once or twice, and that's when he was playing around with some different moves. So certainly a special wrestler, and I think just how competitors approach him proves that as well.
I've covered the Pennsylvania State Wrestling Championships for about a decade running now. I have never seen somebody, even at that level, wrestle from the top position like Zayn Rutherford. The style-wise, physicality, all that stuff, he was unique. Even going back then, it's just gotten better and better. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State wrestling with Brandon Pelter. And going back to senior day, Jared Cortez was one of the guys who was rolled out there at 141 pounds. Could this be read as maybe seeing the writing on the wall? He's still got some eligibility left.
Yeah, I was actually, so initially when I was getting ready for senior week, saw that he was in the release. And so I was a little surprised. I don't think it would be a transfer. I mean, that's a possibility, but I don't think it would be. I think at this point it's a guy that that has had a lengthy career, a guy that's battled with some injuries and now 2 years in a row. And you also have Nick Lee in the Penn State room. And so what I think, and this is just me and nothing confirmed, I think Cortez is hanging him up. But he's a guy that came to Penn State, that battled through some injuries. And really this year, I was excited for him. And an untimely injury kind of changed the way things played out.
Yeah, it seemed like the course was, if the status quo was maintained and he was healthy and still wrestling that way, we might not have seen Nick Lee at all this year. But the injury kind of sped that up. Looking at the duel itself, so it's Buffalo, and I think, what are they, 5-12 after that loss, and there's not really a lot to catch attention, but the place is packed. They're excited for senior night, and Penn State still finds a way to deliver, you know, what I would call the wow factor with a program record 55 points. 7 pins was also a program record. It's just pretty phenomenal that on a sleepy Sunday duel that Penn State still has a way to make fans stand up.
I was getting ready to do the broadcast for, we had it on BTN on their digital platform, which also goes on Flow. And I'm sitting down and thinking, well, okay, Penn State's beaten Ohio State, Iowa, Lehigh. They have a Big Ten dual title locked up. What am I talking about? We have 197. And what else? I mean, the Bulls had 2 ranked guys. Neither of them went. So at 133, that would have been really good to watch and see, okay, what can Keener deliver on? He didn't even really get challenged. And then at heavyweight, Neville's with another ranked guy. Gunning was 20th in the country. So would he really put Nick to the test? Probably not, but still a ranked guy. And so we didn't even see those guys. and then we get seven pins, you said it, tying the program record. I was talking to Jeff Byers before the match, and we had to bring in the sports information director of Penn State, Pat Donga, to find out what's that record. Once we found out at 125, the Bulls were going to forfeit, and it was 54, and that seven pins that they matched and the 54 points that they broke was from 1983 when Penn State beat Millersville 54-0. So that just shows how impressive a match it really was for Penn State. I think all around, it just kind of showed that they're not going to relax on anybody, and I think we've seen that before, but especially going here into the postseason, the mindset is there, and they're looking for the bonus points.
If you're forfeiting 125 pounds to Penn State, you know it's going to be a long day. That's the only real glimmer of hope that there is, you know, this season against that lineup, and Buffalo had to forfeit that way. You knew it was going to be a long day, 55 points still. Shakur Rashid was the guy at 197. I think everybody's pretty much reading into this that he's the guy going into the postseason. I've just heard grumblings that he won a wrestle-off with Kassar and all that stuff. But are you reading it the same way?
Yes. Cale didn't want to talk about a wrestle-off after the match yesterday, but I would assume that has to be the case. The other thing is he said before the Buffalo match that it would be a good assumption that whoever goes out and represents Penn State on Sunday against Buffalo would represent them in the postseason. He confirmed that yesterday as well, saying that right now Shaq is our guy. So he kind of left the door open a little bit. But I think if we look at the big picture, Cale's MO is constantly about who can provide the most bonus points. And I think that's Shaq. He has that explosive cradle. We saw it again yesterday. Whereas you have a guy in Anthony Kassar, while he has that resume, while he's beaten some of the top guys, the top guy, he doesn't necessarily have that explosive power to pin a guy. We haven't seen it as much. And Cale, his MO in his entire time here at Penn State has been, I want the guy that can get us the most possible points out there on the mat representing us. That's what you get in track.
10 or 15 seconds, any reason to not believe that Jason Nolf will be available and ready to wrestle in the postseason?
Cale seems confident. I think he's a little different from the Suriano situation last year. We also saw Nolf running out on the mat, leading the team on Sunday against Buffalo. So I would say Nolf is looking pretty good to go.
That's Brandon Pelter talking some Penn State wrestling with us. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. You can always join us at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app for all the Penn State talk you can handle. We'll see you next time.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA home insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.